Rangers dropped the puck. The remarkable record set there on that day was a combination of speed and skill and luck. From the frozen Red River in the north end of Winnipeg to the city of Chicago off afar, a speedy right winger named Billy Mosienko became one of the Blackhawks' biggest stars. Each time that he saw the NHL book of records, Billy dreamed of seeing his name among the greats. That night in March, when the Blackhawks skated out into the gardens, Billy would not have long to wait. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he'd get the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. Of the game's third period, when the Blackhawks burst in across the line, Billy took a pass from his center, Gus Butler, and slapped in a goal at 6:09. After that, goaler was a face-off at center. Butler won the draw and hit Bill with a pass. Billy streaked across the blue line, shot and scored at 6:20. Just 11 seconds had elapsed. Butler won the next draw and passed the puck to George Key, who spotted Billy breaking in towards the net. Billy fired the puck again. The red light flashed at 6:30. 21 seconds, the fastest hat trick yet. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. Time that Billy's hockey playing days were done, 258 goals were his lifetime tally. Then he went into business in his hometown of Winnipeg, opening his own bowling alley. Now there's a life-size photo of Billy at the entrance to the world-famous Hockey Hall of Fame. And there's a giant bowling pin in Winnipeg's north end advertising Billy Mosienko Lane. Got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, just 21 seconds earned him fame. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, the hockey world will always know his name. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko.
And that was the Coupasonics from Edmonton opening our program from their CD Giants of the Prairies. That was the story of Billy Mosienko. And that is in honor of the Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup win this year. And the connection there is Billy Mosienko, as you heard in the song, was a Winnipegger. And there are three Winnipeggers actually on, there are three natives of Winnipeg that are on the Chicago Blackhawks team. And I was just reading that Winnipeg will be celebrating them bringing the Stanley Cup to the city. So there you have it. I thought we would just get in on the fun. Billy Mosienko by the Coupasonics. Vítaju vás všich, šanovní radiosluchači, na dvamluvnou radioperedaču Náš Holos u prekrasné místě Vancouveri. Děkuji, že rýšelé prebudete zimnou i nastupnou hodinu poslouchat čudovou ukrajinskou muziku. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina, and I'm so glad to have you with me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're listening on the radio, via the live web stream, or time-shifting via podcast, welcome, vitaю. We have a great program lined up for you. On Ukrainian Food Flair, Judy shares her family recipe for ribbon pierogies. No, not pierogies made out of ribbons. Stay tuned, you'll find out what that's all about. Vasyl Pavlovsky will join us with a cultural capsule, as well Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa will be with us with her Chisnaleve Did You Know feature. We'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, coincidentally, from Winnipeg, a group called Kalena from a CD by the same name, Kalena. Here they are with Vitsa Hora.
Ніже тебе горками ясна зоря, ніже тебе горками ясна зоря. Я собі гадав, що зоря зійшла, а то моя дівчинонька по воду вийшла, а то моя дівчинонька по воду вийшла.
The English Each Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Останній бояче, мире сего будемо примемо бій, і ворон докряче, і ворон докряче.
That was a group called Trubka, which unfortunately is no longer together, but they did manage to leave a CD called Pachatke Beginnings, and that number is called Oi Marichko. Before them, you heard Privit from Montreal from their second CD, Zaklikanya, Remember Me, and Nizlo I Nizlamane, The Unbroken Wing. Coming up now, the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their most recent CD, Diaspora, and the title track, Diaspora.
Ми, браття, козаки, браття, сестри, козацького роду, у старці живе Україна, крові мої, Україна, діаспора, діаспора, діаспора. Діаспора, діаспора, діаспора. Покажем, що ми нові козаки, іноземці, козацького роду, ми всі свої,
Україно, діти твої, Україно, діаспора, діаспора.
You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Fatimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Does anybody remember ribbon pierogies? It was a family favorite at my home growing up. It seemed that whenever Mom had leftover potatoes, she would make this special treat as an accompaniment to pork chops. I had actually forgotten about it until a customer came into the restaurant and asked me if I would make them. Wow, this question sure brought back a lot of memories. I remember coming home from school, and there she was, rolling dough that she would cut into wide ribbons instead of the usual squares or rounds for pierogies. Then she would cut the ribbons diagonally and drop them into salted water. When they floated to the top, she scooped them out, drained them, and topped them with fried onions and bacon. Oh my gosh, I thought I died and went to heaven. Forget the pork chops. For you, I have a time-saving adaptation for busy families that love pareja. No fillings to prepare or pinching required with this quick and easy recipe. For ribbon pareja, or pierogies, you will need 3 cups mashed potatoes, 3 to 4 cups of flour, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 half cup oil, and 1 half cup of water. In a large bowl, blend the mashed potatoes, salt, and flour thoroughly. Make a well in the center and add the liquids. Mix with a fork until smooth. Add a little more flour if dough is too sticky. Now go slowly, as adding too much will toughen the dough. Knead on a floured board until dough is soft. Add flour if necessary. Roll out to 1/2 inch thickness. Cut into strips 1/2 inch wide and 3 inches long. Drop strips into salted boiling water, about 10 cups of water and 2 tablespoons of salt. Cook uncovered until the ribbons float to the top, about 5 to 6 minutes. Drain thoroughly in a colander. Toss with your favorite sauce. I can see cream sauce going on these little babies. Or just fried onions and bacon. Makes about 5 dozen. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You'll find a taste of Ukraine and the warmth of home at Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Judy and Tanya serve up old-fashioned prairie hospitality, along with mouth-watering authentic Ukrainian favorites. Pierogies, cabbages, borscht, and more, straight from their very own kitchen. Open for breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday from 8 till 6. Dine in or take your tasty treasures home, fresh or frozen. Enjoy home-style pierogies and much more at Prairie Cottage Pierogies, 20771 Langley Bypass in Langley.
Tori, Nelomati, Selenomishinu, Kolotori, Tainas Nati, Molotu, Chinu.
With our blast from the past, that was a group from Edmonton called Dumka and one of their many incarnations. That was recorded back in 1982 from a vinyl recording called Soundscapes, and a song that got an awful lot of airplay on Nash Holos in its first run from 1990 to 96. Oi u poli ruta ruta, in the field there was a red rue. Well, last week I received an email asking to send out birthday greetings to a very precious person in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On behalf of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress BC Provincial Council and its member organizations, UCCBC President Anatoly Chachka would like to extend congratulations and best wishes to Professor Valerian Ravutsky on the special occasion of his 100th birthday on Monday, June 14, 2010. Bezhaemo vam mnohi lita. Before retiring, Professor Ravutsky was a professor of Slavic studies at UBC, and his wife, Valentina, was a librarian. Both are survivors of the Holodomor, the horrific famine in Ukraine of 1932 and 33. I have had the good fortune to meet and speak with Pan and Pani Ravutsky, and I can honestly say that you would be hard-pressed to find people more lovely, gracious, generous, and kind. So may I add my personal congratulations and best wishes to Professor Ravutsky. Mnohaya lita. May you be with us many more years yet. Now, one of the things that Professor and Mrs. Ravutsky loved to do and did regularly was attend the opera. Now, although there are no opera albums in the Nash Holos Library, there is something that just may fit the bill by way of a birthday dedication. It's from a double CD entitled Kirill Stetsenko, The Art Songs, and it features a celebrated baritone Pavlo Hunka of the United Kingdom and special guests who perform the songs that Stetsenko composed. This selection is an operatic miniature called Kvichani Sloze, Blooms and Tears. The lyrics begin benignly enough, but then dewdrops become tears, dreams become nightmares, and the suffering of the Ukrainian people is revealed. The song was written in 1906 during the Russian Revolution and was so provocative that Stetsenko never published it. Here now is Canadian tenor Benjamin Butterfield with Kvichani Sloze, Blooms and Tears.
Батько, я з не встає, теплим промінням своїм гладить квіти та пестить, сльози обсушує. Чу квітки, кислі, як пелі ясні. Сон їм негарний приснився, плакали квіти у сні.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. About 3 years ago, my business partner came into our offices and placed 2 CDs and a DVD on my desk and said, "Take a listen, my wife knows her pianists, and I think we have to consider doing some work with this woman. Tell me what you think after I get back from my meeting." I took a listen while my partner was out. I've listened to a few pianists, but there was something different I heard on those CDs. And then there was a DVD of her playing the Wagner Liszt Tannhauser Overture, a very difficult piece to play. When my partner returned, I gave him the thumbs up. "Good," he said, and continued. "We are going to Lviv for a meeting with the Euro 2012 people. You will go to that meeting with our German and Swiss partners, and I'll go to meet her. We will only be in Lviv for a day and a half. We have a radio show to record on Thursday. I think we'll bring her to Kyiv for our radio show at the end of the summer, and you'll get to know her." The woman I had just listened to was born in the Transcarpathian town of Berehovo on June 20, 1964, and was the 7th of 10 children. She started playing at the age of 3. By the age of 5, she gave her first concert with compositions by Chopin and Schubert. By the time I met her in early September of 2007, Athalia Shubrick was playing a great deal more than Chopin and Schubert. In 1986, she had entered the Lviv Conservatory and started to not only participate in different piano competitions, she started to win them. In 1988, she took first place at the Lysenko competition, and in 1990, she took third prize at the Rachmaninov competition in Moscow. Athalia has been the laureate of many different competitions and is an exquisite interpreter of Rachmaninov, Liszt, Chopin, and Schumann. However, we saw something different in Athalia. We saw how she not only appreciated the well-known composers, but also Vasily Boravinsky, Mykola Kolesa, Viktor Korsenko, Stanislav Yudkevich, and Mykola Ruvutsky, Ukrainian composers lesser known to the world at large. The result? The Vancouver Collection, a double CD set featuring Ukrainian composers and some of Athalia's interpretations of other world masters. Upon meeting her at the Boryspil Airport on her return from recording at the UBC School of Music in Vancouver in early 2008, Athalia said to me, "William, I couldn't have recorded in a better place and with better people and on a better Steinway thanks to you." And then she gave me a big hug. This is Cultural Capsule, and I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and This week's featured persona was pianist Adela Chuprik.
And from the Vancouver collection, that double CD Vassell mentioned in his cultural capsule, that was Adela Chuprik with composition by renowned Ukrainian composer Miroslav Skorek. And if you're wondering about the Vancouver collection, one of the composers whose music she plays is named Yuri Shtin, and Yuri and his father happen to live in Vancouver now. So there you have the Vancouver collection, which Vassell actually was instrumental in putting together, Adela Chuprik and Miroslav Skorek's melody. Up next is the Canadian Banduris Capella from Toronto, from their most recent CD, Hrai Kobzariu, featuring Pavlo Hunka and a song, Bandureste Orle Sezi, Bandurist, You Soar Above Us.
Ти в Україну заслухав би, заплакав би з ними. Та водоля приборкала між людьми чужими.
Listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that a Cossack constitution, written in 1710, is regarded as the first in the world to establish a democratic standard for the separation of government powers into legislative, executive, and judicial branches? This year marks the 300th anniversary of that Ukrainian constitution of 1710, called the Orlik Constitution, after Pilip Orlik, diplomat, hetman in exile, and protector of Ukraine. This constitution, the first document in the world to establish the separation of powers in government, also limited executive authority and established a Cossack parliament called the General Council that was democratically elected every 3 years. The Cossack's Orlik constitution predated the American constitution by over 65 years, as well as those of France and Poland. Although it was not implemented because of unfavorable political circumstances, it attested to the progressive intentions of the Cossack elite and to the long-standing traditions of democracy in Ukraine. Its democratic spirit, 300 years ago, makes it one of the most interesting documents of political thought. The Ukrainian version of the constitution was kept at the headquarters of the Zaporozhian Cossacks on the Dnipro River until 1775, when it was seized, along with other documents, by the Russian troops who destroyed the headquarters in that year. Last winter, a young Kiev historian discovered the only known 18th-century Ukrainian-language version of Hetman Pilip Orlik's constitution at the Central Russian Archive of Older Documents in Moscow. The 300th anniversary of the Orlik constitution was celebrated at a reception in the Parliament buildings in Ottawa on May 11, 2010, where His Excellency Ihor Ostash, Ambassador of Ukraine, presented the Library of Parliament with a specially printed copy of the Ukrainian constitution of Pilip Orlik. The celebration was attended by parliamentarians, members of the diplomatic corps, and representatives from the Ukrainian community. Mark Varava, the chair of the Canada-Ukraine Parliamentary Friendship Group, co-hosted the event. And you can see some footage from the event on YouTube.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com. new Ukrainian singles online at www.strelka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strelka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strelka, the new Ukrainian singles network, www.strelka.tv. That's STRILKA.TV. River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com.
Чорнобриває, навари, милая, навари, милая, навари, уха-ха, моє чорнобриває.
Та дрів вже немає, милий мій миленький, та дрів вже немає, голуб мій сизенький.
Нарубай, милая, нарубай, уха-ха, моє чорнобриває. Нарубай, милая, нарубай, милая, нарубай. Моя чорнобривая.
Та сил вже немає, милий мій миленький. Та сил вже немає, голуб мій сизенький.
Помирай, милая, помирай. Уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Помирай, милая, помирай. Уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
А з ким будеш доживати, милий мій миленький? А з ким будеш доживати, голуб мій сизенький?
Іскумой, милая, іскумой, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Іскумой, милая, іскумой, милая, іскумой, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
Та пішли вже додому, милий мій миленький, варенички наварю, голуб мій сизенький.
Не палуй, милая, не палуй, милая, не палуй, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая. Не палуй, милая, не палуй, милая, не палуй, уха-ха, моя чорнобривая.
And a delightful group from Ukraine called Express from their CD Ukrainsky Zastolny Pisny, and that was a Varenechka, which for the Ukrainian impaired is pretty much pierogies. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com, and that stands for Peace, Cheer, and Joy. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Споки та радість життя продовжують. And our proverb of the week translates as peace and joy prolong life. Well, our time is almost up for our program, so to wrap things up, the Ukrainian connection from Saskatchewan with Kolomeika. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення!